was dark brown, so thick and unruly at the back that you would expect to see a pair of troll's eyes peering out from under it when he turned around. His eyes, yellow as fire, shone and sparkled in a bony, sharply chiseled face. His teeth were big and sharp, white as snow against his brown skin. He had broad, sensitive nostrils, hollow cheeks, and a chin as pointed as of a fox. His shoulders were huge, a deadly legacy for the women of the ice people who gave birth to demons like Heike. He was one of the cursed, one of the worst afflicted of the ice people if you judged him only on his appearance. But all who met him spoke of the sadness and sorrow in his heart, and his infinite empathy for anybody who was suffering. The yellow cat-like eyes searched the vista. They saw an avenue of very tall trees leading up to a modest farm not far from the big house. The trees were gnarled with age, as if they had stood there for years and years. There were small holdings and small farms scattered around the valley. In the center was a church, and close by it a very fine farmstead by a lake. That house wasn't as big as the first one, but it was beautiful nevertheless. That must be Elistrand, and the small farm could be none other than Linden Avenue. But then, thoughts whirled around in Heike's mind. Then the large building had to be his. Gråstensholm. He sat for a long time on his horse, trying to take it all in. Was he, an entity who owned nothing, was he to be master of all this? Fields and meadows, barns and houses all over the parish, and the estate itself, the stately mansion up on the hill. His mind wandered. The treasure was inside that house. The ice people's sacred treasury of herbs and witchcraft, and most importantly, Shira's fantastic vessel, the bottle of rock crystal. It contained water from the pure source inside the mountain of the four winds. The bottle was hidden in the house, there on the ridge. He intended to take that water to the ice people's secret valley and use it to destroy Tengle the Evil's power. Find his jar or whatever it might be, the vessel containing the dark water of evil, and lift the curse with the aid of Shira's water. Heike felt that this was his task. He didn't know whether he was right or not, but he wanted to try. He frowned. Something was moving on the farm. Creatures.